The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is the Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alex Gold.
Back here on SB Nation Radio, and really excited to have this next guest join us here on the program tonight. On the BetDSI.com inside line is Super Bowl winning head coach and studio analyst for the NFL Today on CBS, and you can watch Coach Cower as Bill Cower joins us and the rest of the NFL Today crew starting at 6 Eastern ahead of the AFC Championship game and beginning at 2 p.m. Eastern on Super Bowl Sunday. Coach, thanks so much for your time.
Great to be here, Alex.
Now, we're down to four teams. Here we are in the NFL after this past weekend. When you look at those matchups that we just had, what team stood out and impressed you the most?
Well, I mean, I look at all of them, and I think the unique thing about this is, I think everyone went into last week thinking, wow, there's a chance every one of these great teams can win, but yet what prevailed was the team that had the bye week. What prevailed was the team that was playing at home. And I think when you look at the final matchup, I think clearly these probably were the best and most consistent four teams that played throughout the course of the league. And both these games will be rematches from earlier games. And certainly the LA Rams going into New Orleans, we went before, but for the first time now, and they're going to have to go back into Kansas City. So I think you're looking at the four best teams. I think it should be two really intriguing matchups.
And you brought it up there, the four teams remaining, really, we viewed for much of the season, right, as those four best teams, certainly at least
right.
the Rams, Saints, and Chiefs, and at times the New England Patriots. Also the four highest scoring teams in the league. What do you make of that and seeing where the league is headed and now that the four teams that are left do happen to be the highest scoring offenses in football?
They are, you know, and I think the biggest thing is you see them, they've been very high scoring, but the one thing I think all four of those teams, if you've looked at them, the running game has kind of got them there. They've done it with the running game, as you can see with C.J. Anderson coming with the Rams this weekend. That 1-2 punch now with him and Gurley, and they've almost morphed into this running game, and I think it's helped their defense. And I think of all the four teams, the ones we keep having questions about are the New England Patriots, the ones that have been there before. They've been going into this weekend on a regular basis. So, you know, you always wonder about how people handle the nerves, how people handle the pressure. You're one game away from a Super Bowl. And I think if you look at the four teams, the one team that, you know, you look at on the road, the New England team is 3-5 this year. And they've not been the same team on the road as they've been at home. What they did last week is not surprising with 1 week's rest going against the LA Charger team. And but yet now they got to go back into Kansas City. They beat them earlier, but that was in New England. So it's just going to be an intriguing matchup. But you're right, these are offenses. But yet, when you look at them, the one thing that has been prevalent with all these teams is the defenses have played very well at home.
Super Bowl winning head coach and studio analyst for the NFL Today on CBS, Bill Cower, joining me here on the Gold Standard. And with the Chargers' performance against the Patriots, I'm curious to get your perspective because you watch it and it seemed like the Patriots played nearly perfect. And then you also watch Anthony Lynn and the Chargers, and it seemed like they were completely out-coached. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, there was no adjustments made. I mean, you go into that game and you're going to say, okay, if you want to go in with your 6 dB, 7 dBs. But, you know, I Bill Belichick will sit down and say, okay, if you want to do it, I'll go old school with you and run the football. And he did that. And I just thought there wasn't enough adjustments made. And I think that's the thing that happens when you get involved this time of year, Alex. I think, you know, when you get in the playoffs, the further you go, the one thing that will start to surface will be weaknesses. And I think the teams that can adjust quickly, to be more aggressive quickly, to do things that are unconventional to what people are scouting you on, that's the approach you have to take. Because, you know, you start getting later into the tournament, you're very evenly matched. So coaching becomes a big, big part of it. And sometimes it'll be people that have been there before. And I think you've got to play to win the game. Don't play not to lose it. And I think you're going to see, you know, whether it's Sean Payton going for a fake punt, you know, one of the biggest plays in that game the other last week is, you know, when you have evenly matched teams, coaching can be a difference. And I think, you know, now when you look at these four coaches that are left in the tournament, Sean McVay, this again is he wanted his first playoff win, but boy, he still coaches like a veteran coach. You know, they can take chances. His team responds to him. So, like I said, you look at Andy Reid versus Bill Belichick, that's going to be a great matchup. But you're right. I think last week you saw a case of Anthony Lynn for the first time going into the playoffs to the second round. And a lot of times that's the mentality that you have to take. And sometimes, unfortunately, it's a painful lesson to have to learn.
I know Doug Peterson, of course, is out of the postseason now. And so some may say, hey, don't forget about him. But do you feel like these are the four best coaches as well in football?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really good ones, honestly. But I think when you look at these guys, what they've been able to do, and, you know, I mean, for Andy Reid, you know, look, we don't know about Bill Belichick. Nothing more needs to be said about him. But, you know, I think Andy Reid, what he's been able to do to take an Alex Smith and what they were able to do and understand what he saw in Alex's limitations, and then now taking a first-year starter, yeah, I think he's done a really good job. And this is a defense, again, that plays very well at home. You look at Sean McVay, and Sean got his first win, and you can see the impact he's had on that team from the time he's gone there from last year. And then for Sean Payton, you think about last year coming off that disappointing loss in Minnesota that could have really, you know, could have crushed the team. Now, those are hard to overcome when you think about, boy, I got to start back over again, and they had that game won in Minnesota. But you know what? They did. They came back and they proved, and Drew Brees at his age and Sean Payton with what he's done even with the defense and the draft. And, you know, so I think these guys, what they've done is they've kept their teams focused. You know, all these teams, you know, we knew, we saw signs of them. But you know what? They all kind of went through a little period of time, you know, to a degree, even down in with New Orleans. And you know what? They got pushed a little bit, but you know what? They responded back. And again, that's the leadership of all these four coaches. And I say the same thing. These four teams, though, however the matchup will be for Super Bowl 53, which we have on CBS, I don't think there's a bad matchup that would exist for these four teams.
You can watch Coach Cowher and the rest of the NFL Today crew starting at 6 Eastern ahead of the AFC Championship game this Sunday and beginning at 2 Eastern on Super Bowl Sunday. And with Brady and the Patriots yet again in the AFC title game, after the game, Tom Brady, a quote that everybody's been talking about, says he basically said he thinks everyone thought we stunk, we sucked, and here they are playing the underdog card a little bit, and he is technically an underdog in this game. Are you buying that, though?
Absolutely buy it. You don't think he's not being fueled by Bill Belichick? You know,
yeah.
Bill loves to create an edge. You know what? If that's one thing that you can have on this type of at this time of the year, and I never forget when we went in there in 2005 as a sixth seed, and we came out and we ended up beating the Cincinnati Bengals. Then we beat the Indianapolis Colts. You know, my whole mantra was, you know what? No one still believes in us. No sixth seed can ever do this. So you know what? When you start to present to your players the element that people don't think you can do this, a lot of times, that's the edge that you love to have. Regardless of what you've done in your past, you're not sitting there reflecting on the past. You're just pondering what you have in terms of the next game and the future that can be. So I think Bill's telling these guys, we're the underdogs with all this. And you know what? A lot of times with these guys, that little edge that you can create is a lot of times, sometimes it kind of creates the atmosphere and the mindset that you have going into these kind of type of games.
Now, the forecast for the game at Arrowhead in Kansas City, I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm from there, so I'll be there at the game freezing my rear off, Coach. It's 5 degrees to 10 degrees or so around kickoff. What's that like as a coach, as a player, certainly with everything on the line?
You know what? With the adrenaline that they'll be there for a championship game, I've coached in Kansas City for 3 years. There's no amazing, better atmosphere than there is there. The barbecue will still be going in the afternoon. You'll be going right into the evening. They will be loud. And you know what? It's going to be a great atmosphere. And again, when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs and how they've handled it, it helps the defense. It really doesn't. This is a game, Alex, to me. I've lost this game four times, and that being the championship game. You know, you lose a divisional game, okay, you didn't get there. This is a hard one to lose because I'll tell you why. I've lost the Super Bowl. Well, the Super Bowl brings finality to the season, and yet you got there. And that Super Bowl for 2 weeks, you realize how close you are, and you're being treated like a champion. This game here, when you lose this game, you're one game away from a championship, and more importantly than that, you have to watch it for the next 2 weeks and hear about the team you just lost to. So it's a tough one to lose this week because you're so, so close to having the opportunity to play for one game to be a part of history.
Couple more minutes here with Super Bowl winning head coach, studio analyst for the NFL Today on CBS, Bill Cowherd. Which team, you know, when you look at those that were eliminated this past weekend, which of those franchises do you feel is best positioned for the future? I know a lot of people look at the Colts and the cap room that they have and already what general manager Chris Ballard has been able to do.
Well, and I agree with that. I mean, you look at number one, Andrew Luck coming back. He was able to finish a year. I think when they picked up, they got a lot of really good line or defensive players, particularly with Leonard, the linebacker. And I think that Darius Leonard, but I think the biggest thing is this is a team, to me, the revamping of that offensive line. That offensive line was one of the best offensive lines of football this year. And I think that's, you know, when you look at these four teams that are left in the playoffs, the one consistent thing I see is these got four good offensive lines. I mean, the L.A. Rams have had the same people all year long, the only team in the National Football League. We know what the New Orleans Saints are about with their offensive line. Fisher goes to the Pro Bowl. And what did you pick up the Kansas City Chiefs in terms of their offensive line. And, again, you look at Bill Belichick picking up a Trent Brown from San Francisco. He becomes the left tackle that played all year at that position. So, you know, I just think the offensive lines, to me, when you have that, and then you have a quarterback as an Andrew Luck with that offensive line, that really spells well for the future. And I think really with where they are, something they can certainly build from. And Frank Reich did a great job as a first-year head coach. So I think the future is very bright in Indianapolis.
You know, I got to get a question in about Pittsburgh before I let you go. You know, a lot of drama there this year and everyone waiting to see what they'll do with Antonio Brown. How do you, as a former coach, view just what has gone on there, at least what we know that has gone on there? And is it salvageable, that relationship, in your mind?
I hope so. You know, I think the one thing you'd like to do is leave it, you know, let's let some time heal some of this. I think at some point they have to come back together. They have to talk through this and just see how it got to where it is. I think what you see existing isn't just a one-time situation that took place on Wednesday. That's a series of circumstances that have led to some of the gutty sack, and I think with Antonio. So I think you need to bring it on the table. I think Mike will bring everybody in. They need to be able to clear the air and move on. These are two good players in terms of Ben and Antonio Brown and what he's done for that franchise. And, you know, and certainly moving forward, there's a window of time they have that it would be great if they can mend the past. I don't know if that's salvageable. I just know it's going to take everyone to sit back and maybe – you know, say, you know what, I could do a better job. Look in the mirror. Everybody can do a better job of looking in the mirror and say, you know what, I got to do a better job if I'm Ben, of being respectful of saying things that may not offend a player. I can't let down my players, and I would apologize if I was Antonio Brown. And I think Mike has to bring them all in and say, listen, let's create a better culture here with how we prepare and everything that we're doing in terms of let's sit back and look at how we can make this a better culture, how we can hold people more accountable, and let humility and let our performance on the field be what we stand for, because that's really been the culture of the Pittsburgh Steelers in the past.
You can watch Coach Cowher and the rest of the NFL Today crew starting at 6 Eastern ahead of the AFC Championship game this Sunday and beginning at 2 Eastern on Super Bowl Sunday. Really enjoyed the conversation, Coach. Thanks so much for the time.
My pleasure, Alex. Take care.
And you got it. Our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code WIN125. Get 125% bonus on your deposit. Get all the plays in the inside line at BetDSI.com. Be sure to do that, and be sure to go on to Twitter yet again, at SB Nation Radio on Twitter again. An opportunity to win a signed boxing glove, signed there by Manny Pacquiao. Huge fight for him coming up this Saturday on Showtime pay-per-view, Pacquiao versus Broner. One listener tonight randomly going to be selected to win that. All you got to do is retweet that tweet that is pinned on our Twitter account and comment with who you think is going to win. It's that simple. And throughout the show, we'll continue to remind you. And also, later on, we will announce the winner live right here on SB Nation Radio.